If you're into technology, you'll likely have seen footage from this week's Consumer Electronics Show, which is an annual event designed to showcase the latest ideas, the most up-to-the-minute tech, and the newest products from the glamour of Las Vegas. And the idea of the show is to launch the next big thing into the public domain. By the way, I trust that the Covenant service that we shared together last week was a blessing to you as it was to me. And even if you weren't here last week, I hope that we'll be able to hold that sense of covenant in our thoughts today. And from there, as we launch into a new calendar year, we're going to be looking at Jesus's launch of his ministry, which in the context of the human culture he was born into, was a new idea, a new truth, which became for us a new agreement or a new covenant. We're going to look at two things today. We're going to firstly focus on what Ron read, the launch event that we read about in maybe the decade of the 0020s. Then I'm hoping we can make some space to consider what that means for us as we launch into the 2020s. Wasn't like the huge fireworks across the global cities that welcomed in the decade just 11 or 12 days ago. I don't know about you, I thought it went on even longer than normal this time. Jesus didn't have a big launch of his ministry like that. Instead, as we read, he humbly made his way to a dirty river to stand among sinners. I'm going to break this talk up into four sections, this passage up into four, and I've given them all the letter M for emphasis. So, four things I saw going on in the passage that I hope can help us today. Because as we were preparing this, I felt there was kind of a model or cycle going on. And actually, you see it across the Bible stories, and you see it in our lives as well. And as I start in the passage that we read, Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan. It starts us off with the word move. Jesus took the time to move and made the effort to move. And that can mean different things to different people. The action of moving might not be physical as it was for Jesus. He didn't go far from Galilee to the Jordan that we see running down through Israel there. We might not need to go far. We might not need to change much. It might be a non-physical move, maybe a change of attitude. We can all get into a comfort zone, can't we, where we can't change our daily habits. Our relationships with others and relationship with God remains static. I find the easiest thing as a Christian can be to get too comfortable. And the danger of doing that is that we miss a move of God. Jesus could have stayed, couldn't he, in his carpentry apprenticeship. But he knew from what his parents had told him about his birth that we heard about, and what God has shown him in his heart, that this was not what he was born into humanity for. So as he made this journey, he may have said a prayer like we said last week. And I know we officially pray this covenant prayer once a year, but anybody can pray this prayer at any time, can't they? I just want to remind us of it by reading it now. I'm no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you. Exalted for you or brought low for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. I wonder if Jesus prayed a prayer like that as he launched his ministry by going to the Jordan River to be baptized. They're not easy lines to say, are they, as we seek to mean them from the depths of our heart. But within them lies the depth, lies the heart of all Christian service. So if we're not in that place now, then my prayer is that we can move ourselves into that space. The second piece I've picked out after that move part is the word to manage. And if you thought that it was hard to do the moving part, then this managing part is just as hard, because you're managing the human situation around you, and we all have to deal with this, don't we? If you're reading through the Bible, following the readings that Angela has laid out for us, then this was right near the start, 9 days ago. The situation as we read it, as Ron said, is that Jesus has come back into the public domain, but it's about John the Baptist at this time. The Pharisees have come to see him, the Sadducees have come to see him, and also people who came to confess their sins. They were all flocking to the desert to see this man. And John's become like a celebrity figure. People were coming from far and wide to see him, but he didn't let it go to his head. This is what he said just before our passage, and this is reading from the Message version. I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life. The real action comes next. The main character in this drama, and compared to him, I'm a mere stagehand, will ignite the kingdom life within you. A fire within you, the Holy Spirit within you, changing you from the inside out. He's going to make a clean sweep of your lives. He'll place everything true in its proper place before God. Everything false, he'll put out with the rubbish to be burned. And that's where Jesus comes along, having travelled from his home in Galilee. And he says he came to be baptised by John. And with this celebrity culture that John's got, he's kind of thinking, hang on, have you got this right? I need to be baptised by you. You've got this the wrong way round. And sometimes people will try to dissuade us, won't they, from following what we know to be right. As we make moves to follow Jesus, there will be resistance. Jesus showed us here how to manage that situation. He had a great sense of the right timing, didn't he? Because it wasn't until Pentecost that Jesus was due from heaven to baptize people with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So this managing part was to not get persuaded to disobey, not to get blown off course from the covenant made, but to fulfill his mission, which is the third M. And what was Jesus' mission here? Well, he wasn't doing what many of the people were doing, which, as we said, it was realizing for themselves that they've done the wrong things and also had neglected to do things that were right. So they were confessing their sins publicly in front of other people. That's not what Jesus was doing, because although Jesus faced the daily temptations that we do in the same way that we do, he kept his eyes fixed on his Father in such a way that enabled him to love those around him completely. He faced the same struggle as us to stay in tune with his Father each and every day. And he fulfilled that to be known as the author and perfecter of our faith. He said it was to fulfill all righteousness. Maybe that meant he was confessing sins on behalf of others. Maybe it meant he was identifying with people who were repenting, with people who know that we need God to forgive us. Our last M to complete the cycle is message. And for me, this is the most wonderful part, because as Jesus has obeyed the call to be baptized, he's received this message directly from God. This is my Son, whom I know and I love, and in him I am well pleased. And then something amazing happens. God gives Jesus a physical sign of the Spirit descending like a dove and lighting upon him. There's those wonderful words at that time, at that moment, heaven was opened. And part of following Jesus is longing for heaven to be opened, longing to see the goodness and love of God pouring down into our lives, our situations, and into our hurting world. That's what the people by the Jordan were waiting for as well. They'd known people to have encounters with God, but it was only occasional, special people. Jesus came to make the invisible visible. And there's the beauty of the Spirit of God descending like a dove, bringing peace into the conflict, light into the darkness, and joy into our sadness. God's Spirit came down for us. And it's God's Spirit, as we said, Jesus baptizes us himself with. As we hear loud and clear the love relationship that has and always has been and always will be between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we remember that they invite us into that love relationship today. These are words that can free us from our past and our problems and our fears, because God gives us a new beginning each day as he invites us into this love relationship. This is my child, whom I love, and I delight in you.